Hello and welcome to this IBR Business Profile, a podcast from the Iowa Business Report. I'm Jeff Stein. In the 54th edition of our program, which aired during the second weekend of January 2021, we heard from John Shellness, founder of My Property ID, based in Des Moines. It's a company that takes the best of Midwestern ideals and crime deterrent strategies and provides a digital world solution.
Well, I got involved because I joined my neighborhood association here in Des Moines. Everybody is familiar with Neighborhood Watch, but very few people are familiar with its companion called Operation Identification. No one's heard of that, but that is what my business is all about. It's a way of tagging property, like you tag the ear of a cow or a head of cattle, or like you put a license tag on your car. Now you tag your property and you have a database online where you record the serial numbers. Most people don't understand that property crime is the number one crime in America. And my product is designed to protect people against that. And it doesn't require any electricity. It's not a camera. It's not an alarm system. It's like a license plate on a car. It can sit in a farm field for years and years. And if the police stumble on it, they can identify who it belongs to.
And when you said it's not like a camera or an online form, it's not as flashy. And that seems to be what's getting all the attention these days, right? With a video doorbell and that sort of thing. But this is the most basic, fundamental way to handle things efficiently.
Not only that, it's really the only security system endorsed by police departments and the FBI, for that matter. You'll never see a police department endorse a camera or an alarm system, but Operation Identification, if you do a Google search, you'll see departments all over the country promoting it. But like you said, it's just not flashy.
But it is effective, and that's the most important part. So what do you do to try to let people know when, again, you've got these big national companies and it's all the rage to have a video of your front door that you can then look at from anywhere? How is it that you try to reach customers with a message that's pretty fundamental?
You are touching on possibly the most difficult aspect of my work. One thing that's just critical is about getting up every morning, just like a farmer, and facing the day and doing the work that needs to be done, which can be done in my particular case at no cost, which is to every morning and every evening I post on social media. I use Pinterest, I use Parley, I use Twitter, I use Facebook, I use LinkedIn as well. It's very important to just educate. I'm not necessarily trying to sell my product because so few people understand how the system works. It's important to educate people about it first. And so a lot of what I do is about education, and that's why I'm here visiting with you today as well. I like to compare my product to seatbelts in the 1970s. If you recall, your grandparents and parents probably refused to wear their seatbelts, even in the face of overwhelming evidence that they saved lives and reduced injuries. And it's similar with smoke detectors, too. In the early days of smoke detectors, people didn't really believe that they worked. Now everybody has them. And just a reminder, Operation Identification was developed by the police in the 1960s and was rolled out by the United States Justice Department nationally alongside of Neighborhood Watch, and it still never caught on. So I'm a one-man crew attempting to spread the word about the strategy.
How broadly do you market this then? You're based in Iowa. How broadly do you market this concept?
Well, the internet is global. You know, you can do things on a very micro level. So I've done Facebook advertising where you pick a city and you do a 25-mile radius and you put an ad out there. But the thing that I've had the most success with is employing what are called lifestyle bloggers. And they often have themselves a global reach. And since I've been using them to help me review my product and talk about my product, I've had customers in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, England, Ireland, France, the Netherlands, all across Canada, and all across the United States.
All right. So they say,
you've sold me, now sell me. What is it that you sell them? What is it that they can purchase from you to then give them the security and give the police the help that the police may need?
The product has three parts to the strategy. Two parts get mailed to your home, and I ship internationally at no extra charge. The two things you receive in the mail are warning signs for doors and windows, and then these small little asset tags that are like a miniature license plate that you apply to the back of an air compressor or to a cell phone or a game system or lawn equipment. And then simultaneously, when you place your order, the numbers that are on those tags that get mailed to you, they get uploaded to a database that is privacy protected. You log onto that database when you receive the tags, and you enter in the make, model, and serial number of the item. And what you have is a DIY registration strategy similar to the way a license plate works on a car, but actually more advanced. So if you go on a trip of a lifetime from Iowa to, say, Disney World, and you leave your phone on the plane, that little tag has my URL on it plus a unique number. And the cleaning crew will go to my website, the URL, go to the found page, enter the number that's on that tag, an automatically generated email will be issued to the rightful owner that says, hey, your cell phone is here on the plane. We're turning it into the lost and found. Come and get it. The tag costs about $4. It depends on the size kit that you get. If you buy just 10 tags, it's just under $40. So for $4, you will get a $500 to $1,000 telephone returned to you. Is it worth it?
And the tags are very similar to those things that we have seen if we've worked in offices or, in my case, universities all our lives. There's a little sticker. Sometimes it has a barcode. Sometimes it says property of whatever company and has a number. Every time a new piece of equipment comes into the building, it gets one of these tags. That's so that they have their reportable asset inventory. And what you're doing is taking that concept that we're familiar with, and it becomes a recovery database, if you will, so that people can immediately, by looking at the URL on the tag, logging in, they can automatically, without divulging the identity of the owner, get information to the owner. That's the safety check, yes?
That is correct. And I should mention that the innovation is the miniaturization of this strategy. So like you said, every large university, corporation, state government, large local governments can all afford this because they actually have to hire an employee and have a computer database where they do all of this themselves. As far as I know, I'm the only innovator on the planet who has come up with a strategy that miniaturizes it for you as an individual, if you're a truck driver, for a homeowner, for your children and their tablets that they take to school, for a very small business to mark your tools and point of sale computer. And then also, importantly for some of your listeners, it also helps very small municipalities. This is a problem in America that municipalities often get ripped off. They have lawnmowers stolen, yard equipment stolen, sheds are broken into. And this is a strategy that the police really recommend. That's one of my customer groups that I want to reach is small municipalities.
Interesting, as I read your background on the website, which is mypropertyidregistry.com, you lived near New York City. You've lived in California, literally coast to coast. You settled in Iowa ultimately. What advantages are there to living here and doing your business here? And I prefaced it the way I did because you've got the experience at the far ends, literally, of the continent. What is it that allows you to do this here that might be distinctive as opposed to some other place you've lived?
Couple things about that. One is I've lived in Iowa for 30 years. I've lived my entire adult life here. Best decision I ever made. There's so many things about Iowa that are just wonderful. Friendly people and low costs. And it's really been a wonderful experience. In the last 20 or so years with the advent of the internet, I would say that it's not that Iowa is a better place to be. It is on a level playing field. You can do the exact same thing here in Iowa as you can do in New York City or San Francisco or Los Angeles or London or Paris or Tokyo. It does not matter. And in fact, through a number of kind of fortuitous things, it turns out that all of the people that I work with to make my business go are located here in Iowa. So it's exciting that way, because I get to use Iowa businesses to help me make my company go. As far as I know, there is nothing that comes from out of state.
So as you look to the next 5, 10, 15 years of this business and of the concept, I imagine there's some reticence by some people because they're afraid that this is how they're going to lose their identity or their information, because it's going to be part of this vast database. I trust those people are less concerned now than the number of them would have been. It's a smaller number than in the past. But as you look ahead, where do you see this product or this concept evolving and growing, presumably growing over the next decade, let's say?
Unlike social media platforms or email platforms, where they give you something for free, but really what they're doing is they're taking things from you. They use your data. In the case of my product, you're paying for something. It's a one-time cost. There's no subscription. When you pay for that product, you are paying for privacy. And when you put your serial numbers into my database, no one is ever going to examine them. I don't have some kid who's earning credit at college who's exploring all the serial numbers in there. They're locked in there. In fact, I can't even access them myself, because my role in the virtual world of the internet is as a factory floor superintendent. So I don't even have the equivalent of access to my own system. It's private. Nobody can mess with it. And if the police need to access it for some reason and you're not available to do that, they have to apply with a subpoena to get it. Now, the second part is, where do I see myself, or where do I see this type of concept in future years? One of the things that I discovered when I started my business is that the least expensive part of my business is storage. So storing people's information on the internet or in a database somewhere, keeping my website alive every year, costs somewhere under $150 a year. You know, that's really not very much money. And in fact, I've set it up now where the business sort of just goes, you know, on into the future. If somebody in 10 years has my product, they'll still be able to search the database. And that's kind of goes to the last part of your question, which is just the continuity of the business. The idea is that when you receive one of my asset tags, you could put it on a bicycle that you'll pass on from generation to generation. And, you know, the grandkids will get it and see that little tag, and it will still work.
John Shellness, founder of My Property ID, based in Des Moines. We spoke via Zoom on Wednesday, January 6th. For more information, go to mypropertyidregistry.com. The Iowa Business Report, radio program and podcast, is presented by the Center for Business Growth and Innovation at the University of Northern Iowa, online at cbgi.uni.edu. The Iowa Business Report airs weekly on dozens of radio stations across the state of Iowa, with the podcast posted right here every week, along with additional IBR extras and IBR business profiles. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.